Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time. And they are quite Alan heavy today. You never guess it was the Christmas party season, would you? And here he is on breakfast, making one of his upcoming guests feel really special.
Still to come, we're going to speak to comedian actor Romesh Ranganathan, I think. Sorry, Romesh.
Well, you got it right.
Yeah, only the busiest comedian in Britain.
Didn't do too bad, actually, as the man once said about the Greek guy.
He did actually get it right, that's true.
He did. That's sorry, Romesh.
Yeah. And we're not happy with Beaky at the moment after SAG's revealed that he's been doing that thing you should never do at this time of year.
Yeah.
Graham Beecroft with the very latest on that one by somehow just managed to get his presence felt there.
Don't do that, Beaky. It's four more sleeps, mate. Surely you can wait. Don't start feeling the presence. It's going to ruin the surprise.
It does.
And stand with Beaky. Mm. Yeah, here he is at Anfield last Sunday.
Which might win this game for Manchester United. They've pressed hard early on. They're going hammer and tongs at Liverpool.
Dirty boy.
It's not good, is it?
It's not good, is it? No.
Fisherman's Blues now. And Nigel was joined by a top fishing guest.
A quorum consultant is Di Gribble, and he's on the line now, and it's also his birthday, so I'll have to say happy birthday, Di.
Happy birthday, Di.
You could have made it shorter, couldn't you? You could have just gone happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, like he's from Birmingham or something.
That's what I would have done.
Okay, so back.
It's
to...
only got an hour.
Just say happy birthday. I would have saved him all with a millisecond. Back to Big Alan. Channeling is inner Chris Eubank.
And you realise just how brave both horse and rider was. So
absolutely.
Real thrill to see that. Real
no,
thrill to
a
see
proper
that.
Brave Hoff. Altior.
A brave Hoff.
Thethnian.
Yeah. So what's next, Andy?
Now, the listener who suggested this clip said, here's Georgie Bingham, laughing like a zebra or a zebra.
Good morning to Chris Bleach. Him and his wife just found out the toaster has a crumb tray.
Now, I'd never heard a zebra
me
laugh,
neither.
Had you?
No. Nope.
Possibly in Madagascar, but that wouldn't be the same. So we thought we would find out. What does a zebra laugh sound like?
It is quite similar.
Well done.
Not bad.
We can hear that. It's not quite as hysterical, of course, Georgie's, but you wouldn't expect it to be.
It's a cross between Georgie's and the Moose's, I'd say.
It is. What a hybrid that is.
Yeah.
So anyway, stick in with Weekend Breakfast. We were surprised to hear Georgie's co-host, Tony Cascarino, say this.
For as long as I've ever played football. I started playing professionally at 81.
Yeah. Blimey, can he age well, Cass?
Yes.
I think he has. He's got to be about 130 now on that basis.
Easily,
amazing.
Yeah.
Well done to Cass. That's brilliant, yeah.
Time now for the TalkSport Core of the Week to the Sports Bar.
Let's speak to Darren, who's a Liverpool fan. Hi, Darren.
Hello, mate.
Hi, Daz. Off you go.
Oh, sweet. Right.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Yeah, drink had been taken,
possibly,
apparently.
Yes.
And we thought Sam Matterface was a touch overcritical of us when he sat in for Jim White earlier this week.
Paul and Andy coming up with Hawksby and Jacobs after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Do you think they structured their transfer business right in the summer?
Well, we brought a new producer in. It wasn't cheap, but, you know, it wasn't exactly what we wanted.
I did think of going on a Bosman, but, you know, there were no takers.
There was very little interest. We hawked you around the different radio stations, didn't we? But there was no... Your wages were stupid.
Yeah, I know.
So what's next, Andy?
It's the Moose at Spurs versus Burnley.
Spurs 0, Burnley 0. My grandmother, my late grandmother, used to have a very good phrase, Adrian, takes two to tango.
Not just your grandmother, I think. Yeah,
I think, you know, with respect, I think she, other people may have got there first. She just picked up. No, you weren't claiming it was her own work, but I don't know. Anyway, Alan's back with three pronunciations of the same word.
Chance to take on Robert on tomorrow's show, where you could win a fantastic Boss all-in-one sound system. A Bose. Is it Bose or Boss? Bose. Bose all-in-one sound system.
Having established it's Bose, yeah. Why has he suddenly gone to Idaho? Bosey.
So, and we're calling this one Daniel Levy, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
They've agreed to sell a 27% share to CVC Capital Partners, but they insist that they won't be removing a salary cap that's in place.
Which is a shame, because so many of those rugby players, I mean, they need their vegetables, don't they? Carl Hartley there, the newsreader, with the salary cap. Back to Fisherman's Blues. And Nigel had a festive inquiry.
My big question today is, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? I certainly haven't, so I'm going to have to get my acting gear this week.
What's acting gear? Is it like props? Yes. Or false beards and stuff like that? I've never seen it.
Smoking jacket.
I'm going to get him some acting gear. That's right, it'll look good. So
here's Georgie again, introducing a guest.
The 12:30 kickoff between Manchester City and Everton. The former Everton skipper, Alan Scubbs.
Alan Scubbs, yeah. Or Scubbsy, yeah. As he was known in the dressing room. So we move on. This is Mickey Gray discussing Manchester United.
Their time's probably done at Man United. If you look at people like Chris Smalling, who's just been offered a new year contract.
Yeah, but maybe they might cancel it on
January the 2nd
if he has a bad Christmas.
Much of a contract,
yeah, the old New Year contract. I'm surprised his agent signed it, really.
One more from Alan again. Here talking cricket.
Yeah.
Guys that we don't read about all the time. Do get these awards as well. But look, you know, I'm not decrying Alistair Crook. I'm not saying he shouldn't have it. No way.
Well, you are decrying. Just call him a crook.
Fair point, Andy, yeah. Yeah, for me, he's not a crook. And finally,
yes,
it is Stuart Pearce having an argument with himself.
I think there's a lot of people in this profession. Well, I wouldn't say a lot. That's wrong.
Yeah, okay, well done. Pick yourself up on it. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's wrong. Well, I would say it's like that Tommy Cooper thing where he's wearing half the clothes. Yeah. So anyway, thank you to all the people who suggested clips that were played this week. They were Scouse, they calls themselves, Jeff Coe, Arnold Anderson, Dave from Northampton, EDS, Roger in Durham, Glyn Barrington, Danny Bean, Jack G, Barry Shorrock. I'm always worried about names like that.
I think it's changing.
John McGooner, Craig Kent, Ruthless the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Kevin Tosh, Simon the Postie, Daniel Burns, and we've got Richie from Mallorca as well. Yeah. That all suggested clips that were played this week. If you do hear a clip on TalkSport, we're not here next Friday, so no clips of the week, but please send anything in you hear over the Christmas period, and we'll have a bumper crop, hopefully, when we return after Christmas. We'll certainly be doing that on the first Friday of 2019. So TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text them to 81089, tweet them to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We just need a day and a time when you heard the clip so we can hunt it down, have a listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
We didn't get around to playing this in the Clips of the Week, but it's our old mate Ben Fletcher, newsreader. We think this was the morning after the Christmas party.
And Riyad deserves respect ahead of Carabao Cup reunion.
Yeah, it takes its toll on everybody.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs show on Talk Sport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, it's Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB digital radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.